Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
A friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottle. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottle. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money.
That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music. How we stop the Black Panthers? Ronald Reagan took up an answer. You hear that? The deal got repairing. When our heroes are heroin, gas based on heroin, crack raise the murder rate in D.C. and Maryland. We invested in that, it's like we got Merrill Lynch. And we've been hanging from the same tree ever since. Sometimes I feel the music is the only medicine. So we cook it, cut it, measure it, bag it, sell it. The fiends cop it, nowadays they can't tell it. That's that good, we ain't sure, man. Put the CD on your tongue, yeah, that's pure, man. That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
That's that crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
From the place where the father's gone, the mother's his hobby home, and the mighty gone's like us up in the Audi home. How the Mexicans say we just trying to party home. They want to pack us all in a box like styrofoam. Who gave Saddam anthrax? George Bush got the answers. Back in the hood, it's a different type of chemical. Arm and Hammer, bacon and soda. Raise a whole quota. Right when our soldiers ran for the stove. Cuz, dreams of being hobo. Went from being a broke man to being a dope man to being a president. Look at Pope, man. That inspiration for the Mo's and the folks, man. Shorty come and see his mama straight overdose, man. And this is the soundtrack. This is the type of music that you make when you round that. Crack music, crack music. That real black music, black music.
Black music,
God, how could you let this happen? happen. Up this here crack music.
I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around. And I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me. And I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
Yeah.
So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a cake fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? Working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids and some other people showed up and he came back. And he said, no, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack. So I said, okay. I said, kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes. And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I ask the man, okay, what kind of cigarettes you want? And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody else around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Yes, it's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, we're broadcasting on several continents. So everybody should be able to listen to the radio show, as we have the best radio show on the planet. So, listen to the interesting information that we have to tell you and enjoy today's show. Okay, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's warm. It's about 80 degrees. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. And it's a little blue, a little gray cloud overcast. But other than that, it's beautiful weather. It's warm and it's comfortable. And this is the place to be right before the winter season kicks in. This is the best time to be in Las Vegas because it's not too hot and it's not too cold. It's just right. It's like California weather. Yes, it's like being on the beach in Cali and enjoying the wind and the sunshine and the hot weather from California, from the Gold Coast. Yes, that's the weather that we're experiencing here in Las Vegas. So, since we've talked about the weather, let's talk NFL football. What do you think? Let me talk about Monday night's game. All right, Monday night football. It was the New England Patriots, and they were playing against the New York Jets. And, of course, I told you the Jets may not even get on the scoreboard. I told you the Patriots were going to run away with the game, and that's what happened. The Patriots won the game 33-0. The Jets didn't even get on the scoreboard, and their defense didn't even show up. So New England Patriots just ran all over the place. And they scored 5-6 touchdowns. They made it a farce for the New York Jets. So that's what it was like on Monday night. And I bet the New England Patriots to win. So it's another win for G-Money. So now I think that's about 12 out of 14 games? I think I hit 12 out of 14. What you think, DJ Papa D? Did I make win 12 out of 14 last week?
Let me check your stats real quick here. I think you won, let's see. Week 7. G Money got 10 out of 14. Yeah, you were 10 for 14.
10 out of 14. Oh, man, I missed that 12 out of 14 by 2 games. Oh, well, what can I say? I missed 4 games this week. All right, well, if you're following with G won some money if you bet in the casino for the games that G-Money picked. He picked 10 out of 14 winners. That means I only missed 4 games, y'all. I'm a genius at this. I'm getting to be pretty good at this. Yes, I picked the winners, and I'm riding to the top. All right, well, DJ Papa D, how about playing some music? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand. And he took off running, and I lost it.
B-side, check it. So deaf, bad boy, collaboration.
Listen to
the Notorious Big in the house. We got the brat in the house. And me, y'all know who I be. Check it. I got that shit all your niggas just love to ride to. Funk for your trunk is what I provide you. So slide through the hood with me and your deck is your correct way to get your groove on. Flossin', I paid the cost to be the boss as a kid. Fucked around and made some shit you can't fuck with. They thought luck did it, but it didn't, cause I'm back again, back with the big and my newfound friend.
Sliding in from the front, never way behind. Niggas wonder how I came with this style of mine. Remain in your seat as I release the clip into your hip. Brad big and small.
Oh shit, on top of all that, I'm so remarkable.
Uh-huh.
To make your motherfuckers know.
What?
Ain't an MC coming close to touch. Bitches, I like the fuck. Guns, I like the butt, so. Niggas never had a clue on who was the king of the street. Four deep in the Range Rover Jeep, guns under the seat, and my nigga just came home from work relief. Crystal in my lap, chronic in the air.
Nigga, pass that shit like you just don't care.
Yeah, you're on my shit list, Biggie Burns flips. When I'm pissed, release the Rolex from your wrist. Nigga, no human being, Korean or European. Be seeing what Big be seeing, not even peeing in they drawers because Biggie small, this far from weak. Rat chat chat, please speak.
Nigga, close your eyes, cause you already see the notorious B-R-A-T.
The raw combination, the destination. Number one, total gun with no hesitation. Live with the funkified cutie pie. Get by the side, the smalls by her side. If you fuck with her, you got to fuck with me.
What?
And we be rapping at your motherfucking eulogy. So
I got the funk in my pocket, shit stay locked down. The nigga you know who represents them platinum sounds. Now baby Biggie, I done heard that juicy. Didn't find nothing but truth in the hook. Be a pleasure to wreck with a notorious nigga ready to die. I jumped in the Benz, took me a little ride round the mountain, broke the left hit. So deaf and told that nigga JD I was the one. Fuck the rest, we funkified, kicking it live. Robin Leach teach a nigga how to really survive. Whether it be track or blunt, ain't no need to front. Got what you need and I'll take everything you ever wanted. Nigga, we coming mad, it's pimping ass, it's glass, it's full of Moet, the Rolex, it's Parvade, Parquet, B to the R-A-T, rolling up, swole on Chrome 17.
Listen to the beat, light up the blood.
this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from t-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us, and we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. I want to let you know that on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. This is G Money. And I was telling you, my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want. But they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yep, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Yes, it's the internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. So I hope you're enjoying the show so far. We played some comedy skits, we played some music, and we even had a sports news section talking about the football game that went down Thursday night. It was Monday night football that was played last night. So we talked about that. So we gave you some good information. Everything is coming up rosy on the radio show today. G-Money picked 10 out of 14 games last week. So we're really happy with his predictions. He's doing really well, picking the NFL football game. And now we're going into week number 8. So stay tuned to Thursday night's prediction for G-Money to pick what happens in week 8. Yes, I'm on a roll, y'all. I'm doing it like I can't do it no better. I'm winning like winning is the thing to do. So, follow me as I'm picking the winners. And tonight, we have the Los Angeles Lakers are playing the Los Angeles Clippers, first game of the season. And they put the two best L.A. teams together to battle to see who's going to win. Well, I'm picking that the Lakers are going to win. But the odds makers say that the Clippers are going to win just because they got Kawhi. They got Kawhi. And Kawhi came from the Canadian team, the Raptors. So they're thinking that they're going to be good this year. Well, I can say the Lakers didn't make the playoffs last year, but the Clippers did. They made the playoffs last year, and they impressed everybody with their talent. So this year, they got a couple of new players, and they got some guys that play for the Toronto Raptors, and now they're playing in L.A. So they really think they're going to make a big difference. So we'll see, because the Lakers got a couple of new players, too. So we're going to see who has the best new squad. to play in the Los Angeles City to see who claims the right to be the king of the city. Is it going to be the Lakers again, or are the Clippers going to step up to the plate? We'll see what happens. And speaking of stepping up to the plate, we know the Los Angeles Dodgers got beat by the Nationals. That's the team that played in Washington, D.C. They made it to the World Series. And it was supposed to be the Dodgers playing in the World Series this year. But they got beat by the Washington Nationals. And everybody's upset in L.A. about the Nationals winning the game. So I don't know what the series was, but it's the best out of seven. So they must have won at least four out of seven to win the series. And now they're playing tonight against the Houston Astros. And the Astros have been to the World Series before, so they're no strangers to winning the pennant. But the Nationals from Washington, D.C., have never been to the World Series. So this will be their first attempt at trying to win the pennant. So we'll see what they can do. I'm still betting on Houston to win, because I'm mad that the Nationals beat the Los Angeles Dodgers. So I'm betting on Houston to win. Forget the Nationals. They shouldn't have beat my Dodgers. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, DJ Papa D, play some more music. Play a comedy short. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. Is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
Thank you.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping, and everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different, and we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to put together a promotion team. That's right.
I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Los Angeles Entertainment Promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. Yes, it's a radio show that's broadcast around the world. So I hope you enjoyed today's show. It's been exciting. We played a lot of comedy shorts from G-Money's The Pimp comedy album. And we've played a lot of music. And G-Money soon has a song coming out. So we look forward to playing his musical record that goes something like this. I've been a G since the day I was born. G money. I wear diamonds and gold, and I dress real fine. The girls all love me 'cause I blow their minds. GG money, woo, G money. I've been a G since the day I was born. GG money, woo, GG money. Playboy Pretty, Playmate Sexy, Playboy Pretty, Playpimp Crazy. I'm just GG Money, GG Money. GG Money. Woo! GG Money. Coming on my coming album, GG Money, the Pimp Comic. Coming to your record store pretty soon for you to pick it up and add it to your collection. Yep, it's been a good day today, and I ain't gonna wait for you no more, baby, to come. Yeah, I got a couple of songs to present to the world, so you gotta stay tuned, and you will hear my upcoming album with my new song that will blow your mind. So, since it's time to shut it down, the clock on the wall says that's all. So, this is G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm saying thank you to my little brother, DJ Papa D, for playing the music, being my engineer in today's show, and DJ Big Nasty for spreading the word on social media. So, I'm GG Money, GG Money, GG Money, woo! GG Money. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas Entertainment Promoter, and I'm out of here. Later, talk to you two on Thursday. Thursday is the next day you'll be on the radio. Thursday and then Friday we do our show dedicated to solving the homeless. So, have a good day off, and we'll see you on Thursday. I'm out of here. Good night.
I was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.